It's Wednesday, February 16th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: office reopenings and SMB owners' bank satisfaction, and Americans support data regulation as the CIA is hoovering up data. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft is fully reopening its offices. The company is fully reopening its Washington state locations on February 28th, 2022. In this configuration, working from home, work schedule flexibility, and work location are now flexible in negotiation with managers. Employees will have 30 days from February 28th to, quote, make adjustments to their routine and adopt the working preferences they've agreed upon with their managers. And employees must upload proof of vaccination to return to the workplace. Amazon announced that employees vaccinated against COVID-19 could ditch their masks, which started last week, the company said in an internal memo. Face coverings remain required for anyone entering facilities who is not fully vaccinated and for employees who have not logged their vaccination status in Amazon's A to Z internal reporting tool. And in other COVID-related news, J.D. Power released its U.S. Merchant Satisfaction Study last week, and small business owners are more satisfied with their merchant services now than in 2021. J.D. Power found that changes made by the banks during the pandemic resulted in greater trust from small business owners. 73% of business owners said they are aware of at least one change made by banks due to COVID-related challenges, which led to a 71-point increase in satisfaction ratings. Additionally, the study revealed that, with a better understanding of how payment processing fees work, small business owners saw a 33-point increase in overall satisfaction. Why do we care? Can't say I'm surprised by the increase in satisfaction. Let's observe that on January 20th, I reported that only a third of PPP money went to workers and the rest went to business owners and shareholders. When your bank makes it easier to get you money, you like them more. I'll observe we're heading into what could be the most challenging portion of the pandemic, the transition to whatever is next. As public health dictates less of the reasons for dispersed work, workers' desires will be much more at the front. That phrase, working preferences they've agreed upon with their managers, is doing a lot of heavy lifting because it's unlikely that agreement will come quickly, and that's why this is going to be particularly hard. On Monday, the Biden administration said that a Federal Communications Commission initiative designed to increase access to high-speed internet recently hit a significant milestone. 10 million households have enrolled in the FCC's Affordable Connectivity Program. The president himself told county officials that money they received from last year's American Rescue Plan should be used in part to lay the groundwork for projects that could be pursued under future rounds of funding through the more recent infrastructure spending plan. So far, local governments have used the money to cover a wide range of programs, including IT, cybersecurity, and broadband upgrades. Both of those stories from State Scoop. More pushback to facial recognition, several lawmakers have asked the Department of Labor to ensure state unemployment programs use secure methods to verify applicants without using biometric software. Senators, too, have introduced new legislation designed to increase tech talent regardless of nationality or visa status, intended to keep international students graduating with at least a master's degree in science, technology, engineering, or mathematics in the United States. The senators appear to be very busy, although this happened back in April of 2021 and was just declassified. The CIA relied on a form of mass surveillance activity that involved the collection of an unknown data set and included the gathering of some records belonging to Americans, revealed in that letter. The details of the program have been kept from the public as well as some lawmakers. And with all the talk of regulation, Americans support data regulation. In a poll by bipartisan advocacy group The Future of Tech, 78% of Americans believe consumers should have to opt in before their personal data is shared. 76% of those surveyed say companies should not collect data and use personal data beyond what's necessary for the service being provided. 75% said they support prohibiting companies from collecting personal data on anybody 16 or under. Now, why do we care? There's a lot of money out there for localities. That's a lot of small business-style government projects. It's a lot to care about for those local government-focused providers and opportunities in the community to use those investments in broadband. I wanted to observe the alignment between sentiment and lawmaking here. There's a solid desire for consumer rights around technology and government action on both sides of the aisle here. Trapped in the middle are technology companies themselves, and while much of the focus is on big tech, I believe that much of the movement will be broader than that. Envision a set of privacy regulations, and regardless of size, they'll hit anyone collecting data. And with the CIA under fire, too, for hoovering up data, winter, most definitely, is coming. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSPradio, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Trying to get prepped for another interview. Some more to come out next week. And I will talk to you tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.